In the long term, if you avoid the conversation, you create long-term dysfunction, whether it's in the role, in the company, across departments.
We all love having difficult and really awkward conversations with our employees, right? No, absolutely not. If you said yes to that, then I'm sorry, that's weird. But I totally agree with Leila Hormozi on this one, and I want to go one step further to make these conversations a little bit easier for you. If you are serious about building your short-term rental business to $10,000, $20,000, maybe even $30,000 a month or more, you have come to the right place. My name is Kyle Stanley, and this is the Fearless Investor Podcast, where we teach you all things short-term rentals. The best guests, the best tools, the best strategies. There are so many investing paths out there. It can be seriously overwhelming to start out as a new investor, but take it from me, short-term rentals is the best and the quickest way to build your cash flow. So buckle up, listen in, and get ready to conquer the world of short-term rentals. Here we go. Hey, Team Fearless, I just want to take a quick break from this podcast to talk about funding your furnishings. If you're listening to the Fearless Investor Podcast, then you probably want to do the Airbnb arbitrage model. Reason being, it's a low barrier of entry, right? $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 to buy furniture with someone else's property. And sure, you can use your own bank account or you can raise the money at a low interest rate from a friend or family member. But wouldn't you rather get that money at 0% interest, aka free money? That's what my friends at Pathway Financial can do for you. Pathway Financial helps people like you get 0% interest credit cards so you don't have to have the financial stress of putting down a ton of money up front for your deals. Think about that for a second. How many arbitrage deals could you do if money was not a concern? Well, that could be the exact possibility with Pathway Financial's help. Get a free quote from them today. Go to fearlesskyle.com/pathwayfinancial to find out how much you can get pre-approved for right now. And don't worry, it won't have any impact on your credit score because it's a soft inquiry. So go once again to fearlesskyle.com/pathwayfinancial and get that free quote. Hey, Fearless community, before we get the show started, I want to let you know that you now have the chance to get direct access to me in order to grow and strengthen your short-term rental business. How? The six-figure formula membership. I'm the only one in this space offering this value-packed membership for a stupid low price of $49 per month. And you get access to me, my podcast guests. You get to be a part of our amazing private community. You get our full A to Z Business in a Box STR Kickstart course. And maybe most exciting, especially for me, you get exclusive discounts that we worked for months to get that no one else is getting out there. Price Labs, AirDNA, NoiseAware, HostAway, and so many more at your fingertips. So become a part of this 6FF movement. Get started today for just $49 a month at fearlesskyle.com/6FF. Hey, welcome into the Fearless Investor channel. And if this is your first time joining me because you came across this video, maybe you're a Leila Hormozi fan or an Alex Hormozi fan and you saw this and wondered what it was all about. Well, I'm an Airbnb short-term rental operator. I have a business that has over 52 properties in it. This is as of July of 2023. And we have a combined about 20 people on our team, from cleaners to employees to managers to vendors to VAs across the seas, right? We have a lot of different people. So I have been leading a team now for a few years, and I've been really into the leadership game and following people like John Maxwell, Ed Milet, a lot of people that I really highly respect. And so I feel like I've got a little bit more context to add to this one. By the way, this was a great podcast and a great YouTube video from Leila Hormozi. I'll go ahead and drop the link in the YouTube description. And so what I want to recommend is obviously go watch that. But here's the steps that I would take if you really want to take this thing to the next level and get ahead of these hard conversations before they even happen.
You have to understand that there's a difference between short-term discomfort and long-term harm. It is totally fine to have short-term discomfort, meaning you kind of hurt someone's feelings, they feel kind of shitty, they seem down, you know, those might be short-term side effects, to avoid the long-term dysfunction of having someone who is incompetent in their role, having people who don't work well together, having a cultural disconnect.
So yes, I 100% agree that if you put off short-term pain, you will get long-term dysfunction. And I have seen that in many different organizations. I was a part of an MLM, which I was just talking to a good friend of mine the other day who his wife was a part of one. And he said it was like being a part of high school all over again. And they're in their 40s. And I'm like, yeah, that kind of explains a lot of MLMs, because what happens? they put off these conversations because they want that person to do well and they want them to make money because that's how an MLM works, right? They make money based on how well you do. And so even if they see the writing on the wall that you need to change some things, they probably won't always have those tougher conversations. So what does that mean? That means that a lot of drama, a lot of dysfunction starts to happen within the organization. And before you know it, it's a he said, she said thing all over the place. So I've been in organizations where it's really dysfunctional because of exactly what Layla was talking about. So what I'm going to give you right now is not a strategy for avoiding these conversations, but it's a way to get out in front of it. And I want to put a large emphasis right now on company values. About 4 years ago, I joined into a mastermind and they said, hey, if you really want to take your business to the next level, you need to do company values. You need to sit down. You need to think about what does your company stand for and what do you want your employees to stand for as well. Honestly, I'll be completely transparent on this one. I put this off for a couple weeks because I truly felt like this was annoying and just busy work. And I was like, you know, I get it. You know, maybe you feel like that's a good education piece for you, but I kind of feel like that's a little bit too much and I'm not the rah-rah kind of business leader. So I don't really think that's for me. Well, I ended up sitting down and actually doing it about 2 weeks later because I had some free time on my hands. And I started to realize a few things that, hey, these values can actually take a lot of emotion out of these conversations that you have with employees. And I'm going to give you specific stories of exactly how that's happened. But first, I want to start with what my company values are in my short-term rental business. So we have four main company values. Number one, if a job is worth doing, it's worth doing right. In other words, if you're going to go in and clean that house, you don't leave that house until it's sparkling clean. Or if you're going to message a guest, you don't half-ass it and just give them an answer just to give them an answer. You look up the details, you give them the right answer. The next one is an acronym. It's BBAD, be bad. And in my mind, it's like, yeah, we're badasses, be bad. But what it stands for is be better and different. Not just be better and different than the competition, right? And we can think about that from a short-term rentals perspective. The best listings, the best customer service, comparing it to other listings, comparing it to other companies. What I'm talking about is being the best and a different version than yourself than you were the day before. That means always encouraging my team to be better and to work on themselves. My cleaning manager all the time is talking about how she's reading self-help books and reading books that are making her a better leader as well. And that's exactly what that company value embodies. Number three is give me solutions, not problems. AKA, hey, a guest just sent me this message. They want a discount. What should I tell them? I don't know, VA across the seas, is that something that is a problem that you just brought me or is it a solution? Oh, that's right. Okay, well, here's what I think I should say. Does that sound right? Yes, that's great. Now let's workshop that a little bit. Let's think about how we can word that. You bring me some sort of idea of what you already have in your mind, right? Of how you want to attack this situation. And I'll tell you if I think it's right or if you're way off. But if you bring me a problem, I'm not going to answer that for you. Even if it's the worst thing, if you tell me, hey, the neighbors next door are calling us and they're saying there's a loud party, what do I do? Even though that's a time-sensitive thing, I'm not going to give you that answer. You need to be able to think critically without me being around. If I have to be around for everything, then this business lives and dies with me, and that's not good. Lastly, and probably my favorite, is we win as a family and we learn as a family. So what does this mean exactly? Well, first of all, win and learn, not win and lose. We don't lose. As long as we're learning from our last mistake and getting better and not letting it happen again, then we're doing our job. And then family, right? We are a family. I'm never going to just completely get rid of you just because I'm waking up on the bad side of the bed today, because family is blood. Now, this is not a blood family. This is more like a step family. So what I always tell my employees too is, while we are family, we're not a dysfunctional family. We're not blood relatives. So for that reason, I can drop you at any time if you're being dysfunctional, if you're bringing dysfunction to this team, which is also why I loved Layla's video, because she talks about dysfunction all the time. And that leads me into really a couple stories that embody these values that could have been tough conversations with these employees, but instead turned into very non-emotional, pointing to the company values. All right, listen up. If you are not using Price Labs, you are literally throwing money in the trash. Dynamic pricing is a must in our industry. If you don't know what that is, dynamic pricing is just a fancy term for supply and demand pricing. When demand is high, Price Labs will get you high-priced bookings. And when demand is low, it will fill up your calendar while the competition overprices themselves and leaves everything vacant. I was dumb in the beginning of my short-term rental journey. I thought I could do it all without Price Labs. So One day, I just said, you know what? Enough is enough. I'm going to try this thing out. And immediately, my income went up 15 to 20% on my listings. I really was kicking myself. I should have been using this from the beginning. So don't make the same mistake as me. Get started with your free 30-day trial at fearlesskyle.com/pricelabs. Or even better, how about getting 25% off your first 6 months as a thank you for being a part of the STR six-figure formula membership? That's right. Go to fearlesskyle.com/6FF to become a member and claim that discount today. So we had a member of our team that I will leave nameless for obvious reasons because of this story, who was dealing with some substance abuse. And obviously substance abuse sometimes can be done behind curtains without anyone knowing, but this one started to raise to the surface because after 7 p.m., a few of our people on our team were getting intoxicated phone calls from this person that was strumming up some drama. So I had to call this person. I had to say, hey, what's up with this? And they even told me, they were like, hey, I'm dealing with, you know, some stuff and I'm using some substance to be able to deal with this. And I was like, that's fine. If you got to do what you got to do, that's up to you. But you should go get some help for that. B, you should definitely not be calling the team and starting up some drama. And she was like, what are you talking about? I was like, see, and that's an issue, right? You don't even know that you had made these calls. That's when you know you have a problem. I think it's time for you to address this problem. But here's the thing, if you don't address this problem and that happens again, I cannot tolerate this on my team. And I was able to point to a few things here, right? Be better and different. Is this the best version of yourself? Are you being better and different than yourself? And also, we win as a family and we learn as a family. Are we a family if we're starting up drama and we're reaching out to people and saying like, I don't like this person because of such and such? That's not a family. That's a dysfunctional family. So I'm giving you your warning. And if this happens again, I'm going to have to let you go. What was even more difficult for me was that this was actually a friend before they were a team member of ours. And so for that reason, I was really hoping I didn't have to have this conversation again. But unfortunately, about two-ish months later, I got the call again saying, hey, you know, so-and-so called me last night and they were saying some pretty mean things about other people on the team, including you. And I had to make that phone call and I had to say, hey, I'm sorry, you put me in a really tough position, but we talked about this 2 months ago and you did it again and I have to let you go. And of course, it was really difficult because she was crying, she was emotional, she was having a really tough time with the news. But I told her, listen, if I let you get away with this, not only is this unfair to our team, but it's unfair to you too. There has to be consequences for your actions. And I hope this is a wake-up call of where you need to go in life. And I hope you'll update me if things go well, because we're friends before we were coworkers together. And she ended it with, I'm really sorry, I apologize. And I think the biggest thing there was because we had had that expectation call beforehand, I was able to just take the emotion out of it and say, I told you that if you did this again, this is what was going to happen. And I have to stick to my word because that's not fair to the rest of our team if I don't. So while it was an incredibly difficult conversation, it could have been much worse if I didn't set those expectations and didn't have the company values on the front end. If I didn't have those things in place, then it would have felt like a much more emotional type of conversation where I would have said, I feel like you're bringing drama, so I have to let you go. Or I feel like you're not a good part of the team, so I have to let you go for X, Y, and Z reason. That can really lead to an incredibly uncomfortable conversation. But because I said, hey, you broke a company value, that's your first warning. If it happens again, here's what's going to happen. Then I'm just fulfilling my promise. Now, this has also come up in a few different ways that I will say have helped us to be better leaders all together as a company. So it's myself, and then I have two other employees that are really the heads of the company. And so whenever they have any sort of issues with our team, I'm always asking them, hey, how can we use one of the company values to deal with this situation? And that gives them, again, just kind of like a chalkboard of like, okay, which company value can I use to really point out to this person? So for example, if one of our cleaners is not performing, my cleaning manager can say, hey, a job worth doing is worth doing right. Do you think that you did that job to its absolute best? And that puts them on the spot, right? Like, oh, that's one of the company values. I kind of feel bad. I got to tell you, I had to go pick up my kid from school and I was kind of rushing it. So no, I don't think I did that to the best of its ability. Listen to that versus, hey, we just sent over someone and the job wasn't done right. Or, hey, the guest just gave you 4 stars because they said that the floors were dirty. that ends up being a little bit more of feeling like you're attacked, right? Because now you're saying, here's what happened, rather than, hey, what do you think? Do you think based off of this company value that you met that company value today? And it gives them ownership. So that's one way. Another one is we had a VA one time. They were in tears. They called me and they were like, I think, you know, you're going to fire me because I just have been so bad about the last couple days. I'm really, you know, she was a mess. And I won't go into the details of what was going on, but she was sending a lot of inaccurate information to guests. And I said, listen, we win as a family. We learn as a family. You had a situation happen yesterday that has you off of your game right now. How can we learn from this? How can we get better from this situation? This was about month three or month four into her working with us. I can gladly say today it's been 3 years and she's still working with us. And every once in a while, though, I have to remind her, like, hey, we win as a family, we learn as a family. You are part of the family. You learn from your mistakes. As long as you're learning from your mistakes, you are not a dysfunctional part of this team. And for that reason, you'll always be around. Now, if you start making the same mistake over and over and over again, now we have a problem that we have to address. And that gives her peace of mind of like, oh yeah, that's right. I am part of the family. I'm learning from my mistakes. I'm doing my best. It's not because of effort. It's because I've just, you know, made a mistake that is likely to happen. So that's another example. We can use hundreds of examples when it comes to these company values. But what I'm just giving you is the feeling, right? Take yourself and put yourself in this situation right now. If you have a tough conversation ahead of you, wouldn't it be much easier to just say, here's the company value that we point to, and are you doing your best job on this company value? And if the answer to that is yes from them, now we've got to have that hard conversation, because the answer to that is really no. But if they're taking some ownership, then you get ahead of it and you get them to take some ownership before you ever have to bring it up yourself. That's why company values to me are incredibly valuable. So recap, three easy steps. You're going to set company values. If they break it, then you're having a conversation about a warning. And in that conversation, you're having expectations of, okay, here's what happens if it happens again. But also here's the reward. If you don't let it happen again, then you're going to be able to continue to move up in this company, things of that nature. And then number three is holding on to your promise. If you have a conversation with a set expectation and they break that expectation, do not let it go. That's when the dysfunction starts. You need to attack it right then and there and say, we had this conversation. You didn't meet my expectation. We talked about the consequence. Here it is. I'm sorry, but you've given me no other choice. So I hope those three steps help you today to be able to see how you can start implementing this, not only with your company, but with your team and teaching your team, especially to have that trickle down effect so that you're not the only one talking about company values, but the rest of the team is too. I would love if you are watching on YouTube right now, drop a comment in the comments with what's a company value that you have in your company or that you're going to have now because you watched this video that you think will change the way that you talk to your team. Comment down below. And thanks for joining us here on the Fearless Investor channel. We'll see you next time. Hey, Fearless Investor community. Thanks again for listening to this episode of the Fearless Investor. If you haven't already, please subscribe and leave a 5-star review. And for more free content, check out my YouTube channel, also called The Fearless Investor, and our website, www.fearlesskyle.com. Until next time, keep on conquering the world of short-term rentals.